This time last year, The Wire ran a story about a new venture in Oodnadatta, an isolated town and bush community in far north South Australia, where the locals were setting up their own community store 1 year on, and they're celebrating the store's success and making bigger plans for the town's future. Annie Hastwell was there for the party.
Until a year ago, the local Dunjuba Aboriginal community in Oodnadatta has had just two choices for food shopping. To travel 200 kilometres of largely dirt road to the supermarket in Coober Pedy, or pay tourist prices at the roadhouse. The new community-run store, through an agreement with Food Bank, provides well-priced healthy food. And this party today is testament to how much its success means to the locals.
My name's Roseanne Woodford. I'm like the store worker at the moment here in Oodnadatta, running the new Oodnadatta General Store.
So it's been a year. What are the challenges, what have the highlights and the challenges been?
Some of the challenges have been, you know, like just on days where people are sort of looking for stuff in the store but we just don't have it. So we've got to put in an order and then hopefully it'll come up on the truck. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. And just like waiting around for the truck all day, which is, can be a pain sometimes. But, you know, once we get all our stuff in, then we sell really quick as well too. So it's a good thing.
1 year on, it's pretty exciting. Did you think that it would be going so well after a year?
No, actually, we didn't think it was going to go up to 1 year anyways, you know. Like, but it was as soon as the ropes were sort of put onto the community, then the community become responsible for the store because it's their store and it's a community store, and then it just thrived from there.
The success of the store has led to plans for a cafe, again for locals, but maybe later for tourists. This week has been a busy one, and the big industrial kitchen is filled with trays of cakes, slices and homemade sausage rolls. Adelaide cafe owner Maddie Harris has been working with the locals on trialling new recipes and getting to know the equipment. Everyone is quite excited about the cafe. Over in the Women's Centre, Pauline Coombs and a group of artists are painting up a big bright sign.
I'm just making a design, new sign for a new cafe that we're opening up very soon. The old ladies that are helping with the signs are also artists, ladies themselves. Yeah, just want to make it really nice and bright and make it stand right out so that people can see it from a long distance as they're driving past. There's a lot of tourists that also go through here.
You've got some pretty nice food happening in the cafe too, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got some nice cooking happening there. Bit of training this week, learning how to do a bit more cooking. And, you know.
It'd be quite a welcome sight if you drove out of the desert to find your cafe there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. You know, in a place just in the middle of nowhere.
It may be in the middle of nowhere, but Oodnadatta has an important past. For Aboriginal people, it was a water source and a trade route. And with the coming of white settlement, it became a busy railhead, a town of cameleers and cowboys. There were Chinese market gardens, a military base during World War II. The train is long gone, and these days it's a quiet spot with a population of only 100. Plenty of four-wheel drive enthusiasts pass through, but locals like Leanne Crosby would like to see more tourists stopping to appreciate the town for its own sake.
You know, we've got the history of the Afghans, long history of the Chinese being here. So we've got buildings that go back centuries. We've also have the history of the Ghan train line coming through here. So, you know, there's a big history around that. One of our things here is our museum. It's crumbling, so it'd be nice just to restore that a little bit. We do have our culture, so, you know, it'd be nice to have an art hub or even just a place for tourists to come by and see, oh, there's an art here, art centre here, let's go and see what the local artists are doing.
So let's just imagine Oodnadatta in 20 years' time. How would you like it to look?
Just more lively, having more people in town, having more opportunities so we can bring tourists in. So whether that be with the museum bit getting restored, we never know, we might even have tour guides later down the track with, you know, some of these the locals taking out tourists to the, you know, all the cultural spots and explaining the desert and the land and, you know, how it's the land needs us and how, you know, we need the land as well. But yeah, even having the cafe running like a proper cafe that what you see in the city, that's what I'd like to say. Hopefully, you know, it being busy.
It's been a big week in the kitchen and the cafe dream is taking shape. Roseanne likes the idea of offering visitors something a bit different.
You know, how about like maybe putting, I don't know, like a kangaroo pie on the menu or something like that there? I don't think they got that anywhere, you know, so that could be something we could maybe look at for the future as well too.
That was Annie Hastwell with that report.